Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks in plain English and help you decide if they belong in your portfolio. Today we're diving deep into American Resources Corporation, ticker AREC, a small cap name that's trying to reinvent itself from traditional metallurgical coal into the fast-growing world of critical minerals and battery recycling. Let's kick things off with a quick snapshot of where the company stands right now. Shares are trading near $2, with a market cap just over $200 million. The stock has had a wild ride, up over 125% in the past year, but down sharply in recent months as the market digests execution risk on its new strategy. American Resources started in 2006 as a coal operator focused on Appalachia, pulling metallurgical coal from mines in Kentucky and West Virginia. Under CEO Mark Jensen, the company has been pivoting hard toward the critical minerals supply chain. Its electrified materials subsidiary is building battery recycling capacity, while a minority stake in ReElement Technologies gives exposure to rare earth and critical mineral refining. The latest update on the Marion, Indiana facility shows they're on track to launch germanium production in the third quarter of 2026, which could be a meaningful milestone if they hit it. Revenue has been on a steep decline. Fiscal 2022 peaked around $39 million, then dropped to $13 million in 2023 and just $380,000 in 2024 before going to zero in the latest fiscal year. That collapse reflects the wind down of legacy coal operations as the company reallocates capital toward recycling and refining assets that haven't yet scaled. Earnings tell an even more dramatic story. The company posted massive net losses for years, including $40 million in fiscal 2024. Then the latest period flipped to a $55 million net profit, but that appears driven by one-time items rather than recurring operations. Gross margins have been negative for several years, and operating losses remain sizable, so the underlying business is still burning cash while it builds out new capacity. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets sit around $169 million, with cash of roughly $32 million after a big capital raise. Current ratio above 2 gives decent liquidity for now, but stockholders' equity turned positive only recently after years of negative retained earnings. Debt levels have come down, but the company will likely need additional funding to finish its refining and recycling build-out. Free cash flow remains deeply negative as capital expenditures ramp up. On valuation, AREC trades at a premium to its coal industry peers, given the growth narrative around critical minerals, yet the lack of meaningful revenue today makes traditional multiples less useful. Our rough model puts fair value somewhere in the low single digits if the Marion facility and battery recycling lines scale as hoped, but that estimate can swing dramatically depending on execution and future dilution. Let's run through the SWOT view. Strengths include a first-mover positioning in domestic germanium and tungsten refining, plus strategic alliances that could open government and EV supply chain contracts. Weaknesses center on the complete lack of current revenue, ongoing cash burn, and a history of dilutive financings. Opportunities are substantial if the U.S. pushes harder for secure critical mineral supply chains, especially with recent index inclusions that may attract new institutional interest. Threats include technology risk, competition from larger recyclers, and the possibility that coal assets continue to drag results while new projects ramp. On the price chart, AREC has been extremely volatile. After a massive run-up last year, the stock has given back a lot of ground in the past 6 months, down nearly 28%. Short-term momentum looks weak, but any positive news on the germanium line or battery shredding milestones could spark another sharp move higher, given the low float and retail interest. Wrapping up, American Resources is a high-risk, high-reward turnaround story. The pivot into critical minerals and battery recycling makes strategic sense in today's geopolitical environment, and upcoming production milestones could re-rate the stock if delivered. Still, with zero revenue today, ongoing losses, and a history of dilution, this is speculative capital only. If you're comfortable with early-stage resource plays and believe in domestic supply chain reshoring, AREC offers asymmetric upside. Otherwise, it may be better to wait for clearer proof that the new businesses can generate sustainable cash flow. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts in the comments, and I'll see you in the next one.